All right, let's try this again, and hopefully this will work, because I may have found a small problem. At any rate, this is a quick file on updating the firmware on the H1 Essential Recorder. So go download the file, extract it to a folder on your computer. When you've done that, there's going to be three files in there. The one you want is the bin file.
11.
Let's see here.
H1Essential.bin/203.
So that's the file you want.
H1Essential.bin.
H1Essential.bin. Then what you need to do is copy it to your SD card on the recorder. I didn't put the SD card in my computer. I just left it in the recorder and copied it that way to the root of the SD card. So now what it says to do, now, and I don't know why, but it says to hook up a cable to, you know, like a USB power supply or, you know, power brick or whatever. I don't know why. And the reason I say that is because I have alkaline batteries, and I don't want it charging my alkaline batteries. I would assume it's smart enough not to, because I told it that I have alkaline batteries. But at any rate, let's go ahead and try doing this. I'm going to go ahead and hook it up. I have a USB hub on my desk. And come on. There we go. It says to go ahead and turn it on, which we'll do now. Oops. Mine was already on. All right. It says to... Oh, never mind. All right, so let's go ahead and turn the unit on, because that's what we need to do.
Rec standby. Remaining time, 92. Hour, 25.
I'm going to go ahead and hit menu.
Minute. Stereo. Menu. Rec settings.
We're going to go to system.
Help. System.
Hit OK.
Language.
Go to firmware.
Factory firmware.
Now, when I've went in here before, when it starts reading you the firmware version and stuff, it locks up. So let's see if I can...
System 1.04.
Okay, so it looks like... this part does not talk. This is not good. This is not good. And it looks like you can't just back out.
Boot 1.00.
Okay, I can back out. So it's not locking up. This part just does not talk. Okay.
Firmware.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to assume we hit OK. I would assume that confirm is already highlighted, and I'm going to assume that... Let's see. Because... All right, let's just try this.
System 1. Point. Firmware update. Cancel.
Aha. Okay. So here's what you need to do to make it work. If you wait and let it read to you, things lock up, apparently. So what you need to do is as soon as you press OK on firmware, you need to immediately press it again. Don't wait. So let me back out of here real quick.
System 1.0. Firmware.
Okay. So I'm going to go highlight firmware again.
Power. Firmware.
And I'm going to hit OK, and I'm going to do it a second time quickly.
System 1. Firmware update. Cancel.
There you go. Now we can actually see the firmware update screen. So I'm going to go to...
Execute.
It said to hit continue, but it looks like, I don't know. At any rate, it looks like I'm hitting continue quickly before it has a chance to lock. So I'm going to hit the execute. I'm going to hit OK. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to
H1 Essential Firmware Update Guide and .pdf free of
Update Guide.
H1 Essential Firmware.
I want to look at this just real quick.
Of the software that can reverse resulting from CERCOP.the illustration. Heading level 2 note. Heading level 2 if the firmware update fails. Heading map might be during the firmware update. Note after the update. Heading level 213. Slide forward again. The update map for about 1. The update will be executed on a map. Heading level traffic on label. Traffic on the display will become empty. And about 12. Land 11. Use it to select execute and press to execute.
Okay, there's... Okay, I've already pressed execute.
Land 12. Slide forward until goodbye. See you appears on the display.
Okay, now it's telling me to hit, you know, to shut it down, basically.
Land 12. Slide forward until goodbye. See you appears on the display.
One. All right.
The display will become empty and the power will turn off. Unlabeled traffic, unlabeled traffic, unlabeled traffic, unlabeled traffic, on heading level 213. Slide forward again. The update will be executed automatically and the red indicator will blink slowly. After about 1 minute, the completion screen will appear.
After about a minute, the completion screen will appear. Okay. So let's turn it back on. I hope it turned on because it didn't make the sound that it turned on. I really hope it turned on when I just did this. Because if not, I'm not sure. But it says to give it about a minute, or after about a minute.
After about 1 minute, the completion screen will appear. Note, during the firmware update, do not turn the power off or remove the micro SD card. If the update fails, the red indicator will blink rapidly. If this happens, turn the power off once and confirm that the micro SD card is loaded correctly. Then turn the power on and try updating again.
Okay. During the update, don't turn the power off. Well, here's hoping that it turned on. Because I didn't get any sound out of it. I should have set a timer for about a minute and 10 seconds or something like that just to be safe, but I did not. I'm going to assume that it's been a minute. I'm going to go ahead and try turning the unit off. Okay, again, it did not make any noise at all. So I'm hoping that they fixed this in the firmware. And maybe they can't. We don't know when it turns on and it's doing the update, and we don't know when it's done unless we have sighted assistance. So here's hoping that when I turn it back on again, okay. Hopefully we can go to system and
rec hear. Rec standby. Remaining time, 92. Menu, rec settings. Help, system. Language. Factory reset. Firmware. System, 1.10. Boot,
cool.
1.00.
All right, so that's good. We do have the backup installed.
Firmware.
And it does look like I can back out of there. Let's see. Let me try something.
System 1.10. Boot.
Let me see.
1.00.
Let me see if I hit the... Okay, so hitting the arrow keys does nothing. Trying to back out does nothing. So this part is apparently still broken. Okay, so looks like I need to, now that I know the update was successful, I'm going to have to take the battery out again because it did still kind of lock up, but as you saw, the firmware did install just fine. Just don't hit arrow keys when you go in to the firmware and hear your firmware version. Immediately just hit the back key and you can get out and it won't lock up on you. So that's good to know. Let's see if they did fix the accessibility pronunciation.
Rec standby menu, rec settings. Help, system, language, accessibility.
Guess what? Accessibility has still not been corrected.
Language, accessibility.
But as you guys saw, the update is installed. So, apparently that did not get fixed.
System. Rec standby. Remaining time, 92. Hour, 25.
Alrighty, so there you guys go. There is how you update your H1 Essential Recorder's firmware.
Stop button.